My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie. He is a fixture in the conservative movement, pioneered the use of direct mail marketing for the sake of political campaigning on behalf of the Republican Party in the 60s and 70s. He is now the president and chairman of conservativehq.com, and he's the author most recently of Takeover, The 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Finally Win It. We want to get his thoughts now on what the Republican strategy should be if President Obama makes good on his promise to invoke executive action to change immigration policy and legalize what some reports say could be up to 6 million people currently in the country illegally. And Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you as always, Greg. The Republican leaders haven't had very much of a reputation of standing up to Obama and the Democrats in recent years. And a failure to use all legal means to oppose his illegal amnesty efforts that's being rumored about here would be a serious sign of weakness on the Republican leader's part, and it would embolden the Democrats to continue to act outside of the Constitution.
Well, since the day after the election, soon-to-be Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he is absolutely opposed to what the president plans to do. He says the president is antagonizing. It's essentially waving a red flag in front of a bull. But at the same press conference, he said there would be no shutdown, which is what some people would call it, if the Republicans tried to withhold funding for enforcement of new immigration policy as part of the upcoming continuing resolution. So what do you make of the initial statements we've seen from him, as well as Speaker Boehner, who's said this is like playing with matches?
Well, you know, the Republican leaders pretty much have always talked a tough game, but the Democrats have always been able to roll them, and I don't think, you know, we're expecting much more than just more talk from the Republican leaders such as John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. We're talking now about something that goes to the very foundation of our form of government here. If the President of the United States can ignore the law and give amnesty to 6 million people, it's such a threat to our democracy that the Republicans should use all means available to oppose this effort, including impeachment, as well as shutting down the government, if that's what it takes to protect our form of government. We can't allow Obama to become a dictator.
One of the arguments you're going to see on both of that is, A, if you go down the impeachment road, you're playing right into the president's hands, because that's what they warned their base about in the midterms, what happened if Republicans got control. And Republicans, of course, say that history shows that if we go down the shutdown road, well, then public opinion will swing harshly against us. We won't be able to stop the president, and we'll get killed in the next election. So what's your rebuttal to those arguments?
Well, it's patently a a nonsensical argument, because the government was shut down for 16 days last year, and it had zero effect on the election results. What had an effect on the big election victory the Republicans had last week was opposing amnesty. The voters gave the Republicans a big victory, expecting them to provide leadership and stop Obama, not just make strong speeches. But the American people are behind the Republican leaders in an effort to stop this outrageous usurpation of power. So Republican leaders, if they take impeachment off the table and shutting down the government off the table, they are left toothless. They've defanged themselves, and they've given Obama free rein to not only grant amnesty here, but pretty much anything else he wants. If they're saying we're not going to do anything that's effective in opposing you.
One of the other things we've heard is, I believe, from Speaker Boehner, that if he does this, we'll see you in court. What do you make of that reaction?
Well, I think the American people might say, yeah, and will you send a strongly worded letter also? That's weak and toothless. I think the American people expect somebody who is threatening our very form of government to be very, very serious and impeach the president, if that's the case, or shut down the government, do whatever it is will be effective in stopping this aggressive grasp for power by, and there, a lot of Democrats will support this action too, because this is now threatening our form of government here. So I think the grassroots, not only Republicans, but the grassroots voters do expect some serious opposition to granting amnesty to maybe up to 6 million illegal aliens. So I think that if the Republican leaders were serious, they would find the American people would be very supportive of strong action.
Last question, Richard. What do you expect to happen?
I expect that the president probably will do something less than what he has indicated he will do, and the Republicans' response will be a lot more rhetoric and less action, and it will continue to cause more of a divide between the grassroots Americans and the Republican leaders. Lincoln told us, the Bible tells us, a house divided cannot stand, and right now we have a major divide between the supporters at the grassroots of the Republican Party and the Republican leaders in Washington, and this is just going to make the situation worse.
Richard, we'll call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for your thoughts.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Richard Viguerie, pioneer in direct mail in the political movement, on the conservative movement, that is. He's also the founder and chairman of conservativehq.com. The book is Takeover, the 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Finally Win It. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.